This is a test recording on my iPhone. Right now I'm using a Radio Shack. It's actually a really cheap microphone. It's the Shure 33-3024 microphone. It uses an 1/8-inch jack, and it's a 500-ohm output. And it's it actually has an on-off switch, which is kind of nice. But I'm plugging that straight into a little Shure amplifier. It's called the Shure FP12, and it's labeled as a headphone bridging amplifier. The nice thing about this little amplifier is that it's small enough, and it has a 9-volt battery, that I can clip it on my belt and carry it with me. And I can either plug in an XLR microphone, like a Shure SM58 or a Shure PG48 or pretty much anything, or any kind of cheaper microphone like an 1/8-inch input or a guitar input or something like that. And I can switch the input between mic and line and between high impedance and low impedance. And anything that goes in there, I can output it through either 1/8-inch or 1/4-inch TRS jacks into whatever adapter I need for my iPhone, which means I can take pretty much any microphone and control its level through this Shure amplifier and put it straight into the iPhone. And in addition to that, I have 4 separate outputs, so I can also plug in 2 more headphones so that people can monitor. Right now I'm actually monitoring this, and it's a little bit better than using the built-in monitoring on the iPhone, because there's usually a delay of about 1/10 of a second, which makes you typically talk a little differently. So it's a pretty good solution. Sometimes I'm still going to bring my lavalier microphone with an adapter, but this lets me control the level and really have a strong input into the iPhone, rather than sometimes what I get is a little bit of a low input and I have to amplify it later, which introduces more of a noise floor. So anyway, I'll be testing this some more in the coming weeks, and I'll let you know all my findings.